out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 5 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. No, it's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Fuck. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you have downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or you are done listening to us as a rerun at Crab Diving, streaming for you 24/7.
Don't be done. Don't be done listening to us.
I'm all discombobulated.
What's going on?
I just got thrown off.
Oh, okay.
It just happens. Okay, I go into automatic mode when I'm doing that shit. And I'm clicking buttons and stuff on the console.
We need a fucking intern.
And the tiniest little derailment means just gone because the engineer ain't paying attention.
Yeah.
That's why we need the government to pay for that system on trains.
Which is, what is that?
A computer thing that slows the fucking train down when it starts coming upon curves that it thinks it might be going too fast for.
Why don't we do that?
Oh, money.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that part of Schindler's cuts? He wants to cut spending.
You would have cut spending. They did. The same with these oil cars. Oh,
right.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Doing exactly this, yelling, bitching, screaming, moaning, hopefully laughing a little bit.
Right.
About the assholery, douchebaggery, fuckwatery.
The fuckery.
Of the right.
Yes.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I listened to that Sarah Huckabee press conference today talking about immigration and all that shit. I mean, they are nuts.
Well, following what was really an amazing...
Yeah.
Meeting that we watched.
Oh my God, that was crazy.
Of Trump and his congressional toadies from both sides.
Yes.
Both sides.
Many sides.
And they started talking about immigration.
Oh, you're going to sneeze? But what you said, we were watching this thing.
Immigration reform.
We were watching him talking about what they were going to talk about. And he all of a sudden said, hey, we're going to do a clean DACA reform or whatever.
Well, he just agrees with whoever is talking to him.
Yeah,
and he said out loud several times that that he'll just sign whatever they put in front of him.
That's a hell of a thing to admit.
Right. Because I trust these people that whatever they give me is going to be great and perfect and wonderful.
Well, some of those people, I mean, it's weird for him to say, like, I trust these legislators, because he says, I trust them and I'll have them sign. I'll sign whatever they put in front of me unless I don't like it.
Well, right. It's just all bullshit.
And
then he just kind of went around the table and let everybody say their piece. And it started off with a couple of obsequious testicle licks.
Ooh, yes.
And
obsequious licking.
And then it got into a little bit of... honesty. Democrats started talking up, and then all of a sudden the Republicans started speaking up. And Diane Feinstein was the one who, the double hero of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because
totally,
she's the one who first came up with, she said, well, look, if we all agree on this.
Yes.
Why don't we have a clean DACA bill? Right. 80-something percent of the country says, fix DACA, let these people stay. Even 60-something percent of Republicans say, let them stay. Give them a path to citizenship. Why don't we just have a clean bill?
If we all agree on that part, why do you want to attach that to
the Republicans? And Trump is like, oh, that's a great idea. Oh, yeah. Well, why don't we do it two-phase? We'll do that first. And then we'll do the other stuff. And then all of a sudden the Republicans are like, we got to have security in there too. Blah, 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 blah.
The look on Dick Durbin's face.
Durbin was like, wait, what did he just say? Don't smile. Don't smile. Don't smile. Don't smile.
He doesn't. You know, that really demonstrates that Trump doesn't understand anything he's talking about.
Right.
I mean, because he has to know that the GOP would rather eat a turd with a fork than have a clean DACA bill, right?
Oh, that won't happen.
They don't want that.
It's just not going to happen.
Which is insane. Like, the idea that you're tying the fate of Dreamers to
they're
some
saying,
wall that's never going to be fucking
built. They're literally putting a gun to the head of the Dreamers.
Right.
Saying, well, wait a minute. Well, yeah, we all agree on that, but wait a second. You got to have it in that bill, because otherwise what are we going to use for leverage against you?
Yeah. And that wall's never going to be built.
I think parts of the wall are going to be built. And parts are
going
to be fixed. Because Trump is all of a sudden changing his tune on that.
Oh, yeah. He says if there's a big mountain there or a river, we don't need it.
And if there's a big raging river.
No, he said violent river. He described a river as violent. What a loon. He's just bizarre, man.
He did seem pretty lucid.
Yeah, he's on his drugs
water,
or something.
Big water, ocean water.
I mean, he did seem lucid, but let's put it in a context. Yeah. He's tying the fate of people, of DACA folks, to a wall that is science fucking fiction.
Oh, but we're going to do...
That's crazy.
We're going to do a bill from love.
Oh, I saw that. A bill of love.
We're doing
how creepy
big honking slippery love.
A confessed groper talking about a bill of love is doesn't sound good to me. Right, squirt.
Wheel, wheel.
Let's see what's going on in the head. Oh yeah, and then again in the like you said in the press conference or the press briefing
with Huckabee
with Sarah Huckabee. I don't know what that is.
That's crazy. But I mean, she must have been watching that whole thing with Trump and the people talking about immigration, thinking, "Oh shit, I'm really gonna have to get it together for this press conference. I'm gonna have to explain what he just said like 18,000 times." I mean, and also the other thing is like. The other thing, you brought this up. Someone asked a question, and their question was something about Oprah running for president.
Well, that was to Trump.
Oh, yeah.
In the little gaggle there after the hour-long meeting you let them sit in, and then they're ushering them out, and they yelled a couple of questions, and he answered the first one.
Yes.
And the guy said, well, what do you think about Oprah running?
What a dumb fucking question.
If the name Mueller does not pop out of your mouth at every opportunity in front of this shitbag, you're not doing your job, journalists.
I mean, you know, that's so true, because I'm listening to that little gaggle talk about immigration, the wall, and DACA, and I'm like, yeah, okay, the DACA thing's really important. Like, those people need status. You can't deport a bunch of people. But we are sitting here in the shadow of this Russian shit. We don't know what Russia is doing to us right now. We have elections coming up.
Right.
We don't know what they're doing. We don't know what they have on Trump. We don't know if he's being fucking blackmailed.
Right. And, you know, did the Russians promise the Republicans that they'll make sure that they win every election this upcoming?
Yeah.
This upcoming time. That's why Lindsey Graham and all that. Maybe they don't have compromise. Maybe they don't have pictures of Lindsey. In compromising
that's
positions,
what came out,
I prefer reverse cowgirl.
Well, that's what Dianne Feinstein said, though. That she, well, the transcripts from that hearing about the
dossier. Oh, yeah, we'll get to that, yeah.
Well, I mean, they think that there's Trump is being blackmailed. The global fusion. Who's the fusion? What is that?
Fusion GPS.
Fusion GPS.
That's why Steele initially brought it to the FBI.
So I think you're right, though. I think these fuckers are being blackmailed, these Republicans. Why else are they licking Schittler's hole all of a
sudden? Or offered, you know, hey, you guys are fucked for next year's election. Look at the polls. We'll make sure that you guys get elected. Wink, wink, wink.
And maybe it's fake news, and maybe they're going to hack into the voter registration rolls.
I mean, I don't trust the Republicans.
Of course
not.
Not
cheat.
Yeah.
Over to the... we didn't do the news thing. Let's see what's going on in your headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, January 9th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
That's Alex Jones
over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
A fate
of Poe.
That guy Alex must do vocal warm-ups before a show.
I love Satan, and I'm gonna suck you dry, and I'm gonna torture you to death.
Oh my God! I'm gonna start warming up before the show because shit. I mean, we gotta match that.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash. Move, bitch! Get out the way.
Yeah. Anyway, photograph of Sloppy Steve.
Oh yes,
Steve Bannon. It says, "Oh, look at how funny they're being over to the HuffPo." Steve Jobless. Har.
That's kind of shitty, though, because it's like, what does he have to do with Steve Jobs?
Nothing. The name.
God. That sucks, HuffPo. It's not funny. It's weird.
Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon is out.
You.
Out, I say. At far-right Breitbart News.
Hey, Steve, do your true passion. Go shoot porn and do drugs. You love that shit.
I'm proud of what the Breitbart team has accomplished in so short a period of time. Building out a world-class news platform, he said in a statement.
What? Who could be proud of that shit? Oh, my God.
Bannon was a founding member of the board and took over as executive chairman of Breitbart News following founder Andrew Breitbart's grabber walking down the street. In 2012, they killed him.
Yeah.
Which some of those idiots still say.
Oh, that's so stupid. How do you get fired from Breitbart? I mean, that's amazing. He's fucking heinous.
I believe the story is he stepped down.
Oh, okay.
Wink, wink.
But the Mercers probably hate this fucking guy that fun Breitbart, so they made Bannon leave.
Breitbart CEO Larry Solov, S-O-L-O-V.
Yay.
Interestingly sounds Russian.
Nicked.
Licked some Bannon butt as he was walking away. Steve is a valued part of our legacy, and we will always be grateful for his contributions and what he has helped us to accomplish.
How's he going to afford all those shirts he wears if he doesn't have this Breitbart gig?
Rumors of his being booted began last week when the Wall Street Journal, Rupert Murdoch joint.
Oh yeah.
Reported that the owners of the publication were debating Bannon's future.
No.
Bannon tried to do some butt kissing over the past few days. Apparently not enough.
I am surprised. I just don't get, I mean, who's too vile to work at that Breitbart? It must be just spite.
Yeah.
They just don't like the guy.
Rebecca Mercer, financial backer of Breitbart, distanced herself from Bannon in an interview with the Washington Post last week. I support President Trump and the platform upon which he was elected.
Yes.
And with which. She told the publication, my family and I have not communicated with Steve Bannon. Bannon who?
He ran.
For many months.
Okay.
There are others who are like, that's just a lie.
That's bullshit.
And we've provided no financial support to his political agenda, nor do we support his recent actions and statements, she said.
So, well, you gave him a place to live, didn't you? I mean, that's support.
The Mercer is leaning definitely Team Trump.
Right. I'm kind of confused why Bannon still can't be on Team Trump. I mean, if Trump could get past his problems with Bannon and they could just get along, I mean, Trump's base isn't going to give a fuck. You know what I mean?
I guess.
They wouldn't care.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
Yes.
One word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, Crab Diving. Or don't forget, you can help us out here by buying shit through our Amazon haul.
Yay.
Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that mofo.
We get a piece of whatever you buy. Cost you a dick.
We get a piece.
Yes.
And we thank those that do and have.
Thank you.
The so that's the headline. Over to the HuffPo. Bannon, bye-bye. Bye, Felicia.
Sad.
Over at the Drudge repo, I'll bet they're dancing over there because Drudge allegedly hates Steve Bannon.
Damn, why can't you guys just get along? You're both heinous. I don't understand.
But apparently they find more important over at Drudge Report.
Yes.
The abject fear and ball shrinking
shrinkage
fact.
Right.
That Oprah Winfrey may run for president. It's a picture of Gayle King.
Right.
And it says, Gayle, yes, in a no kind of way.
You know, I think
they're terrified over right. Drudge.
You know, I was thinking about this. Shouldn't Oprah just find a candidate like Kamala and say, hey, I'm going to bankroll your candidacy or something.
Travel with her.
Yeah. I don't know that. Does Oprah really need to be involved in foreign policy and shit like that?
Well, yeah, like Nancy Pelosi said, you know, if we're going to, she kind of said, if we're going to go down the route of somebody who has zero experience, at least I would trust that she would be somebody who would recognize what she doesn't know and bring along and hire people that she trusts that do.
Right.
Unlike, you know, so that was a double edge.
Yeah.
That was we really need to not go into the realm of people who don't know what the fuck they're doing. And
right.
If we do, at least have recognized they don't know what the fuck they're doing and hire a good team. Neither of which Donald J. Trump did.
Yeah.
I hired the best.
Well, you know what? The whoever's elected next is going to have to rebuild the State Department. They're going to have to undo a bunch of bullshit Trump did. And, you know,
if we have a country.
Yeah.
Gayle King says Oprah Winfrey is not considering a 2020 bid, but is intrigued by the idea.
Well, good. I honestly don't run. We need a real politician, man. Fuck this shit.
Bill Kristol tweeted. Bill Kristol, by the way, again,
he's
fuck
a
Trump,
hawk, right?
Fuck Trump for turning a cloud of villains into the almost good guys, the enemy of our enemy.
He lowered the bar. He lowered the fucking bar.
Yeah. Bill Kristol, who still gets hard thinking about invading Iraq.
Yeah, great.
Now, fervently anti-Trump.
Right.
But he says, I may not really be pro-Oprah, but for now at least I am anti-Oprah.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's being funny.
Oh. He's being funny? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's conservative funniest.
Right.
Istitude.
Hey, listen, Bill, if you're being funny, people... Someone shouldn't have to tell me that you're being funny. It should just be funny, you dickhead.
Oh, right. My gosh.
Good point, Alex. I fucking agree with you on that.
So there you go. Gail's saying, you know, she's not thinking about it, but, you know, intrigued.
Right. I mean, we should be getting Kamala to run. You're right. Or Kamala, however you fucking say it.
You know? Yeah. Somebody.
Somebody great.
I think, yeah. I think I've heard Kamala speak. I've seen her throw down with the motherfuckers of the Republicans on those panels.
Oh, those hearings.
And hearings and shit.
Oh,
and she's a prosecutor.
Yes.
She was a really good attorney general in California when we were there.
And she's from California.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty fucking successful state, right?
Doing well.
I mean, that California kind of supports most of this fucking country, whether you like it or not, dickheads.
Apparently, God, see, no, that's weird, because I thought they hated Bannon over at Drudge.
Bannon.
I can't even find the headline that says that, here we go. Trump broke Bannon out at Breitbart.
Right.
That's all it says.
Oh, shit.
Among some of these other headlines. For example, okay. One of the other headlines today, don't forget, those are your headlines.
Thank you.
Don't forget on our social medias and everything, right. Spread the crabs. The citizens of Arizona.
Oh, my God.
Y'all must be so proud.
God
because
damn it.
You might get a chance once again, this time not only in a county, but statewide, to cast your vote for former sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Who, he was found guilty of bullshit.
He was convicted.
Right.
Yes.
And fucking pardoned.
Yes.
And now he's running for Senate.
Joe Arpaio, the infamous former sheriff, convicted of violating a court order on racial profiling.
How nice.
Was then pardoned by Trump. Will be running for Senate in Arizona for the open seat currently held by Senator Jeff Flake, who's saying, fuck this shit.
Yes.
I'm out of here.
Right. He's, you know, Arpaio's pulling a Roy Moore, isn't he? Kind of, right? I mean, he's a big, horrible cracking.
Oh, my God. If he ends up as the person running for Senate, I see no reason why we can't get a Democrat elected.
No, I know.
In Arizona.
See, the Republicans are such shitheads. Finally, maybe people are getting tired of it, and you can have a progressive in that state, maybe.
Before Trump pardoned Arpaio, People for the American Way, other civil rights groups wrote a letter to the president.
Yes.
Detailing the former sheriff's atrocious record. Quote, during his 24-year tenure as sheriff in Arizona, Joe Arpaio used his position of authority,
respect my authority,
to drive a personal agenda of hate and racism through a brutal assault on Maricopa County's Latino population.
Yeah, so vote for him for Senate, guys. What the
In the name
fuck?
Of cracking down on undocumented immigrants, Arpaio brutalized and terrorized thousands of Latinos. His tactics included racial profiling of children, tourists, legal residents, and U.S. citizens, often detaining them for hours at a time without a criminal charge or warrant.
Great.
He inflicted inhumane punishments that involved torture, humiliation, and degradation of Latino inmates.
Jesus, is he worse than Roy Moore? I mean, who cares? He's horrible. It's tough, right? Because Roy Moore was kicked off the bench, right?
Twice.
And then he was, how many people came forward and said that sexually assaulted them?
A bunch. And there was, you know, there were also, before that, they looked into like the Roy Moore Foundation and they found out he was just making money for himself.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's other shit that for some reason never stuck to him.
He had a charitable foundation that he was just skimming from.
Yes.
I mean, Arpaio's got to be worse. And the only reason I say that is because he was charged and found guilty with something, right?
Yeah. Well, so was Roy Moore. I mean, technically, if he's adjudicated by his own people and removed from the bench.
Right. But he didn't have to be pardoned.
Not criminally. Yeah.
I'm splitting hairs. I'm sorry. I'm just going through the thing where I'm trying to decide who's worse, Roy Moore or Joe Arpaio. For some reason, I like shit. It's the same bullshit argument, like who would win in a fight, Superman or Thor? I don't know.
Right.
I'm going with Thor,
with Superman.
No, Thor can't.
Well, is there, how many pounds of fucking kryptonite are available? As seems to be.
Yeah.
All the time in every movie.
So fucking dumb. Batman beat Superman. Batman doesn't have any fucking powers. And he found kryptonite, I think.
And he cheats.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean he cheats?
That's cheating.
No, it's not. There's no rule that says, okay, all of a sudden, if I'm Superman, I'm going to say, okay, I'll fight you. One rule, no kryptonite. Well, fuck you. I'm not fucking fuck it.
That's kind of jerk, isn't
it? Yeah, it sucks.
Just can't beat him.
Right.
Roy Moore took a salary from his charity after saying he didn't.
Oh, perfect. Okay. God, that sucks.
The Alabama, he received $180,000 a year salary for part-time work at his Foundation for Moral Law.
A Foundation for Moral Law. He had a that's the name of his foundation?
Yes.
I mean, didn't he diddle someone at his law offices in the 90s?
Although, well, it's a good foundation. Although Moore right. had previously claimed he did not draw a regular salary from the Christian charity Foundation for Moral Law, he actually earned $180,000 each year for part-time work there.
Gosh, you know, if I was...
Overall, he took home more than $1 million during his tenure as president of the charity from 2007 to 2012.
Man, that's a good job. $180,000 a year, you're not considering that for part-time work? He made $180,000 for part-time work at a fucking charity. You know what that means? He didn't do shit. He probably didn't do shit and just took some of the money from the charity for his... You know,
it says here the charity guaranteed his salary by allowing him to be paid through speaking fees and charitable donations through his pastor and preacher ministry program.
Oh, okay.
Project Jeremiah.
Oh, man. God, you know, for a religious guy, he sure is rapey, you know, and he has a hard time following rules and things like that.
The Foundation of Moral Law has faced scrutiny prior to the recent revelation. The Campaign Legal Center, a Washington watchdog group, has accused the charity of illegally promoting Moore's Senate campaign.
Right.
His wife, Kayla.
Oh, God.
We got a Jew liar, Kayla. Sent a statement to the Post claiming that the Facebook page promoting her husband's campaign was not an official page of the Foundation for Moral Law.
Oh, okay. But it was, right?
But CNN points out that the page is linked from the website and Kayla Moore runs the Facebook page.
Which kind of would make it the official Facebook page. You're fake news.
You're fake news.
Fake news.
There's a troll in on our Facebook stream that was defending the story yesterday.
Oh, I saw that.
Defending the guy that stood up and said, well, you know, we can't legalize marijuana. We should go back to the way it was in the 30s. You know, to be honest with you, the problem is the blacks.
Yes.
The African-Americans.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah,
he said it far less articulately.
Right.
Are the African-Americans who it's... in their character,
right,
and their genetic makeup,
yeah,
to be addicted to drugs or something like that,
right? And that troll said, "What did he say? Like
you were Liz, you obviously didn't read the article. He was referencing a guy in the 30s that said that. Those weren't his words,
but they were.
Well, right. It was the journalist that wrote." This guy's words from yesterday echo the beliefs of this anti-marijuana crusader in the 30s who was also a flaming racist fuckwad. He did not invoke that guy's name as a quote. He said, we got to go back to the time of the 30s.
Right. He didn't say, oh, by the way, this guy
and
said this.
Outlaw everything. And the reason they did that was, well, to be honest with you, because, you know, the Negroes.
Right. And it's not like... And if he was referencing what the guy said, he didn't mention the dude's name.
He wasn't.
Yeah, and he said it.
Right.
He didn't disagree with it either.
Correct.
What's this?
So I pointed that out and said, well, obviously you read it but didn't comprehend it. The guy said, and I explained what we just explained here. The person writing the story, the journalist said,
yes.
What this guy said is reminiscent of
this
racist in the 30s. And all he did was respond, wrong.
I saw that.
Wrong.
Wrong. It's so dumb.
It's just these shit posters, these trolls are so sad and so pathetic.
Right.
Wrong. No, wrong.
Listen, I'm sorry. And I hate to break it to this troll, but the truth is there are a lot of racist GOP lawmakers. It's just the way it is. And sometimes they're going to say stupid shit like, you know, because of genetics, black people can't handle marijuana, which is totally fucking racist and ignorant.
Wrong.
There you go, Arizona. Congrats.
Oh, hey, speaking of, I mentioned fake news. The fake news awards are coming up. I'm hoping our podcast will be nominated.
I hope we get a nod of something.
I want a statuette. But is Obama's ethics lawyer or something?
Everybody's saying we should ignore it.
What do you mean?
That we shouldn't look at it, that we shouldn't give him what he wants.
Well, if we get recognized for an award, I am going to
make
a big deal.
We'll hear about it. Yeah,
absolutely. But this ethics lawyer that worked for Obama is saying that for some reason Trump wouldn't be in legal jeopardy, but if any of his people in his cabinet or anybody that worked in the White House presented a certificate, handed an organization a trophy saying, you know, you get an award
for
fake news.
Is anybody working on this that's on the taxpayer dollar?
I don't know.
Like, I'm sure he's having something printed up or something, or right, at least a list.
Well, there's some kind of rule that says you aren't allowed to actively hurt a media organization or something like that. I mean, you know, you're not supposed to do
that.
I would have
changed that one.
Which, you know, in normal presidencies, I don't think that would ever have to be addressed. You can't give out awards for fake fucking news. Got all this shit going on.
He will.
North Korea is all fucked up. The Middle East is a big fuck stick. There's all these weird ass fascists in Europe, and you're sitting around making trophies and certificates for fake news awards. Man, fuck off.
So that's what's going on there. We talked about this crazy fucking meeting that Trump had with where he opened it up to a lot of the other lawmakers that were there.
Don't you think they're just showing off? They're like, hey, look, Schindler looks sane today. Let's put him on camera.
Well, yeah, and the problem is, you know, he's fucking his own people. Ooh. He's fucking the Republicans because the Democrats come up with what sounds like sane, reasonable
logic,
reasonable ways to do this. And he's like, oh yeah, that sounds good. And then all of a sudden McCarthy's like, well, no, actually we can't. Blah, 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 blah.
What I don't understand in that little gaggle, that powwow.
Lindsay. Lindsay's there.
Oh yes. Why aren't the Democrats saying, dude, here's my problem with the wall. You said you ran for president, Mexico would pay for it. And now they're not. Fuck you.
This is Representative Henry Cuellar of Teja.
Yes.
Here's a little bit of him.
Henry? Thank you, Mr. President. And I agree with my good friend Mario in the sense that if we focus on DACA and border security, I think we can address this. Issues of chain migration or the other issues, I think that should be looked at the second phase.
Now, like, there's this one Republican who had, senator, I forget which ass bag it is, but he had just said in his little turn,
right,
that he was holding the speech totem. Yes. That he could, he's like, well, you know, Mr. President, really anything that doesn't include getting rid of chain migration, just is, you know, it's going to be off the table. I won't even look at it. And that's what this guy is saying. You know, well, chain migration can be in phase two.
Yeah, yeah.
We can go after that. And they're like, blah, blah, blah.
God.
But again, I said this with all due respect to both Democrats, Republicans, but being from the border, I always get a kick of people that go down, spend a few hours there. They think they know the border better than Cornyn or Martha, some of us there, because we've lived there all our life. Let me explain this. For example, if you look at the latest DEA, if you're worried about drugs, look at the latest DEA report. More drugs come through the ports of entry than in between ports.
Well, okay, and then the Republicans say, well, that's in our bill too. We're going to look at how those come in. And he says, and more illegals, people are illegals, are from expired visas, and those people come in planes.
Yeah,
they come in
coming
in
over
boats.
The border.
They come in, yeah. Putting a wall up won't do anything. And the Republicans say, well, that's in our bill, too.
Right.
Okay, let's look at that. We don't need this fucking wall is what we're trying to say. But that's in there, too.
But the wall's going to cost $18 billion fucking dollars, dickhead.
And they don't need it.
We don't need it.
I think the Democrats will. I think the Democrats will quote compromise and say, "Well, look, okay, we'll fix the wall where it's broken. We'll put a little bit more money to more border patrol they want, and put a little bit more money to, I don't know, some fucking drones and some cameras and shit, so that we do it the smart way instead of trying to build the Great Wall of China."
But what sucks is that do you even really need any of that?
Well, I don't think so. Right now, the numbers don't show that anything's flooding over the border. And Trump used that term, flooding over the border.
You know what sucks about making that deal? What sucks about that deal is compromising on that is because the Republicans are basing what they want to do on.
Well, I'm predicting. I wasn't saying that's what I want them to
do. Well, I know. I'm just saying why it sucks. Though, yeah. Because the Democrats are caving on shit that is based on pure fucking xenophobia and racism. And by, you know, agreeing to that deal, they're validating it.
Well, and the important thing is that the Republicans could do this by themselves.
Yeah, why aren't they?
So they're talking about this government shutdown. The Republicans could do it by themselves.
Is this all theater to make it look like if there is a shutdown, they can blame it on the progressives? Is that what this is?
Well, they won't. I mean, they can't.
They could. They could absolutely.
Well, they will,
blame
but
it
won't work.
Democrats.
But it won't work except among
the base,
the drooling base. But you're not going to change their minds anyway.
Yeah,
they think that already.
Yeah. So
but the rest of the country will be pissed off.
Yeah.
Because all the Democrats have to say is, "You have the majority. You could do it."
Yeah. Why don't you do it, stupid?
It's your stupid Freedom Caucus,
right?
And a few times the senators that were sitting around this table. Took some slaps at the House saying, "Hey, we had comprehensive immigration reform a couple of times. We sent it down, and you ass monkeys down there wouldn't even bring it up.
Fucking lunatics.
Boehner. Boehner. Yeah. It could have passed. It would have passed with bipartisan support. He wouldn't even bring it up because of that, because he knew that they would get Democrats and Republicans to vote for it. It would pass. But it would piss off the knuckle draggers.
Yeah, in the House.
Of the base who would scream bloody murder.
Hey, Democrats, don't fucking compromise with these dickheads. There's no reason to. We don't get anything out of it.
And Bush tried.
Yeah.
He couldn't even get those assholes in line when he was president.
I mean, there's one thing to compromise with these Krakens on certain issues and things, but like compromising on immigration and shit like that really validates their racism in a way. You know, it makes it look like you're on board with it, which is shitty.
And Bush was a governor of Texas. I think he knows a little bit about the border.
He might. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is Texas. But,
right.
He's like, we don't need a wall.
Right. He never wanted a fucking wall.
Right.
Well, Bush, but when Bush got elected for some fucking reason, people bought. He didn't go farther right. He went to the center. He went to the center to get votes, right? To the so-called, quote-unquote, moderates.
Yes.
That's how he won. Now, Trump didn't win like that. He went to Russia and the crazies and the racists. And so it kind of makes sense that now he's got this fucking wall
thing. If this guy would have shown up day one, the guy that he was pretending to be today, Mr. Compromise, and actually followed through with it, maybe started with infrastructure, he might be really popular right now.
That's true.
But he went... He flushed all of his populism down the toilet and filled the swamp with sewage, with Goldman Sachs. Oh, we're going to get rid of lobbyists. I'm going to get rid of them by hiring them all.
They're in the White House.
Yeah.
You might as well put a sign on the White House that says Goldman fucking Sachs.
And we're going to get all these Goldman Sachs people out of there, except for all the ones I put in.
Except for all the Goldman Sachs people.
So there you go. The president had a good hour of not being too batshit crazy.
Well, the crazy thing is, too, that I don't get, like, you got Democrats in that room. I'm getting frustrated just thinking about this. They should all be bringing up Russia. Who gives a fuck if they're talking about immigration? The point is, we got a president who might have Putin's dick up his ass and we don't know about it. That should terrify everyone. That should be, like, the only thing we talk about with this dickhead.
Well, yeah.
It should be all that matters.
That's why shame on that journalist for the Oprah thing. It must have been a Fox journalist or a right-winger. Yeah.
What a stupid fucking question.
A chance to ask the president who's embroiled in a criminal investigation.
Your national security advisor lied to the FBI about his relationships with Russia.
Mr. President, what was in today's Happy Meal toy?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mr. President, why is Putin blackmailing you? And what is he blackmailing you about? No,
Mr. Graham.
Yeah.
What does Putin have on you?
Dirty fucking assholes.
So the other big news that happened while that this bizarre meeting was going on.
It was bizarre.
I think Lindsay even tweeted something like in his X number of years of being a public servant.
Ooh, yes.
That he's never had a meeting. I think he used the word interesting.
Ooh.
Let me see if I can find exactly.
He never had a more interesting meeting.
Well, you know, fascinating, interesting. Let me see the exact word he used. I'm just reading back.
You know what's kind of funny? If these Republicans that don't want to do a clean DACA bill, I mean, if they pass the clean DACA bill, what would it matter? Is their base going to leave them and vote Democrat? Fuck no.
Well, right.
Why can't they see that and just agree to it? If your base hates you, you idiots, they're still going to vote for you because they're sure as shit not going to vote for the Democratic candidate.
Well, they're worried they might not come out and the evil Democrats are going to win and kill all the babies and make everyone.
Right. The evil Democrats gay. Win and not start a nuclear war with North Korea. How horrible.
Lindsey Graham this morning, his first tweet was congratulations to Alabama and Coach Nick Saban on winning the CFP national championship.
Hell yeah. That was a
classic game between two great teams. Reminds us of why we love the fun and excitement that makes college football great.
That was a good fucking game though, man.
I played tight end.
Oh, I bet.
Just last Thursday night.
What's the towel situation? Just last Thursday? Oh, okay. You gotta take some Advil afterwards.
He said, close to home, congratulations to Clemson for a spectacular 2017 season.
Yay.
Making it to the CFP again. I'm also proud of Gamecock.
Yes.
The Gamecocks.
And I just want to say congratulations to all those colleges making licensing fees and advertising dollars off the backs of college students that you're not even paying to play. Congratulations. Good job.
Lindsey Graham apparently is not thrilled about North Korea sending some athletes to the Olympics. I fear we are falling into the same old trap when it comes to North Korea. Talk tough, but eventually blink. I can't think of a worse mixed message than inviting Kim Jong-un to the Olympics. He will think, how bad can I be?
Listen, dickhead. How bad can I be? Did he really say that?
That's what Lindsey Graham tweeted.
God damn it. How bad can I? You can be as bad as you want to be, Lindsay.
Banning Russia makes sense. You know, the Russians have been banned for using PEDs.
Right. You're all fucking jacked up on steroids.
But if there was ever another country that acted outside the spirit of the Olympic Games, it is North Korea.
Yeah.
I don't mind talks with North Korea, but I do have serious concerns about legitimizing the most barbaric leader on the planet.
You know, the plan needs to be, and I think it was Obama's plan, whatever keeps us from launching nukes at each other is a good plan.
Oh, here we go. Fascinating, he said. Most fascinating meeting I've been involved with in 20-plus years in politics. I very much appreciate President Donald Trump's attitude, demeanor, and desire to get something done that will make our nation more secure while being fair to the dreamers.
Oh, my God. being fair to the Dreamers.
Well, he lashed out a little bit at the right because he's like, well, you know, we're going to have people yelling. What did he say? He goes, I've been called everything. I've been called Lindsey Grahamnesty.
Just think about it for a second, you dickhead GOP loads. Imagine you find out that within a year, you might be sent to live in a country that you've never been to before. If you have been there, you don't remember it.
Yeah.
Don't you think that would be terrifying, you fucking losers? I don't get it.
I wonder if I can find this video of Lindsey.
Lindsey. Oh, a Lindsey video? Oh, okay.
Here we go.
You're going to get rid of the problems that the other system had, and it did have some problems. But one thing it did is it brought everyone together. And this country has to be brought together. Okay?
That was Trump's big plan to fix the nation, is to bring earmarks back, by the way.
Right.
Thank you. Yes, Lindsey?
Well, at 6:40, I'm going to go to Menendez's office, and he's taking me to dinner. And he's buying.
Sounds like fun.
And he didn't know that, but he's buying. We're going to mortgage. You're all welcome to come.
No, I think we can usually get bipartisan agreement when the other guy buys.
I think it's a very important thing because our system is designed right now that everybody should hate each other. And we can't have that. You know, we have a great country. We have a country that's doing very well in many respects.
This is such bullshit. There's an election coming up, and now these cuntberries are saying, "You go, well, it's kumbaya. We should be all bipartisan and look at what's good for the country."
I mean,
the instant the election is over, if they retain control, it's going to be back to fuck the Democrats.
Absolutely.
It's our way or the highway. Right. We're not even going to show you the legislation. We're going to hide in the closet like Mitch did on everything, on the budget deal, on the fucking healthcare.
Right. They're going to say, you know what I don't understand? If they're talking about fixing DACA and not deporting people, then why have all those new ICE agents? That's what I don't fucking get. It doesn't make any sense.
Let me see if Lindsey's.
Because isn't that their job? I mean, if all these people have to go back to El Salvador, the ICE agents.
Well, yeah, Border Patrol is different from ICE, I think.
Yeah, but
Border Patrol is where they say they need more people.
Right.
But then I saw something today that's like
Trump.
Nobody wants to do the job.
Yeah.
Because, for one, they pay shit. For two, you're literally in the middle of nowhere, and in some places they've had to say, well, people are having hard times relocating their families because there's nowhere to live.
Yeah.
And there was one guy, they were a Border Patrol agent. They were like, well, what's that over there? He said, well, that's the housing they had to build, like on the Border Patrol land.
So they can
they had
live
to
there.
Build their own city for their own workers because they're out in the middle of fuck all nowhere. So who wants to go work out there? Who wants to live in the middle of the desert?
I thought Trump hired a shit ton of ICE people earlier this year.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering if he's not going to deport anyone, then how does he justify hiring all those ICE agents? Like, what was the point?
Well, he's going to deport. They've been deporting.
Right.
Let me see if Lindsey's in this clip anymore.
We're just hitting a new high on the stock market again. And that means jobs. I look at the stock. I don't look at the stocks. I look at the jobs. I look at the 401ks. I look at what's happening. Where police come up to me and they say, thank you. You're making me look like a financial genius. Literally. Meaning about them. And their wives never thought that was possible, right? No, the country is doing well in so many ways, but there's such divisiveness, such division. And I really believe we can solve that. I think this system is a very bad system in terms of getting together. And I'm going to leave it up to you. But
he's talking about earmarks. Why did they get rid of earmarks? Because it smells of corruption.
Yeah.
So, of course, he would think the best solution is to bring back corruption.
What exactly? Deal making. What are earmarks? It's conditions
when you put pork into, isn't it? When you put pork into the bills,
right?
Like, you know, I'm going to pass this, but I'm also going to give you $100 million for a new park, or
put
you
it
know.
Back in. Let's put the corruption back in the system. That's why we can't do anything. That is so fucking like the GOP. We can't get anything done because we can't cheat properly. Because we're not doing anything fucking logical.
Club for Growth president David McIntosh said bringing back earmarks is the antithesis of draining the swamp.
Yeah.
Earmarks will only benefit the special interests that grow government at the expense of working men and women.
It's insane.
Taxpayer-funded favors.
Yeah.
They're called.
You know what's gross to me is these fucking fat cats are on TV making jokes about this DACA and all this immigration shit, and literally people's lives are hanging in the balance. Are they going to stay in this country or are they not? And these fucking fat cat white fucks are laughing their asses off. And it's fucking gross.
Well, he was serious. They laughed at him. They thought he was joking. He's like, I think you should bring back earmarks. It makes everybody work together. And they're like, ha, 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 ha. And he goes on. He's like, no, I'm serious. Really, you know, we should look at it. There should be, there should be, you know, he's like, well, there should be, not like it was before. Not like it was before. But
right.
Look,
but not earmarks. Like it was before. Well, if you bring him back, that's literally like making it like it was before. That's so funny.
Who can explain? But that's his solution to gridlock in Washington. Bring back earmarks.
What a fucking lunatic.
You know, earmarks are like the famous bridge to nowhere in Alaska.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. What a build a bridge.
There was like some weird island somewhere that literally had no people living on it, but for some reason, which I think was tied to the contractor job.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the people that were going to get millions and millions to build the bridge to nowhere. Yes.
Didn't Palin have something to do with that?
Maybe.
Is that why? I mean, because I remember listening to this. Trump mentions earmarks and it got a huge fucking laugh.
But it was thrown in to do a favor for whatever Alaska asshole wanted it at the time.
Ridiculous.
I think we should bring that back.
Oh, yeah. I want to make some more money off this presidency.
Right.
I want to pillage more. I want more shit.
I think the answer is more corruption.
Oh, yes.
That can only help.
Yeah.
Good God. Let's see.
Hey, it's just... You voted for Trump. You voted for.
Believe you can do something to bring it together. Yeah?
Other than going to dinner with Bob, I've been doing this for 10 years. I don't think I've seen a better chance to get it done than I do right now because of you. John's right. I'm not going to support a bill if you don't support it. I've had my head beat out a bunch. I'm still standing. I'm Lindsey Graham-nisty, Lindsey Gomez. You name every name you want to give to me. It's been assigned to me. And I'm still standing. The people of South Carolina want a result. How could I get elected? I've been for a pathway to citizenship for 11 million people because I have no animosity toward them. I don't want crooks. I don't want bad hombres. I want to get a merit-based immigration system.
See, he knows how to milk the Trumpian breasts.
Oh, yes.
Perfectly.
Blech.
He really does. You flatter the president.
Right.
And then you bad hombres. He's like, I said that. I said that.
I'm going to tweak them nipples.
I said that.
Right.
But he's really kind of given a fuck you to his really ultra conservative colleagues sitting around the table who were like, it's amnesty. You let those little Mexicans in here. It's fucking amnesty. 0.0 chance. Deal breaker.
Yeah. But you know, when they say merit based shit, don't we already have that? Don't we have systems that vet people? They're acting like when Trump said when he was talking about lotteries and shit.
Which he doesn't know what he's talking about, by the way.
He acts like we're just picking random people.
Well, it's after they're vetted.
Yeah.
The lottery process comes after they're thoroughly and fully vetted. He makes it sound like we're just running down the streets of Calcutta and go, you!
Are you?
You get to go to the United States.
We're getting. Is anybody a gangbanger? You want to come to this country? It's just not the case.
So,
Bob, I've been doing this for 10 years. I don't think I've seen a better chance to get it done than I do right now because of you. John's right. I'm not going to support a bill if you don't support it. I've had my head beat out a bunch. I'm still standing. I'm Lindsey Graham-nisty, Lindsey Gomez. You name every name you want to give to me. It's been assigned to me. And I'm still standing. The people of South Carolina want a result. How could I get elected? I've been for a pathway to citizenship for 11 million people
because I have no animosity toward them. I don't want crooks. I don't want bad hombres. I want to get a merit-based immigration system to make sure we can succeed in the 21st century. I'm willing to be more than fair to the 11 million. I just don't want to do this every 20 years. Now, we made a decision, Mr. President, not to do it comprehensively. I think that's a smart decision, but a hard decision. We've passed three comprehensive bills out of the Senate with over 65 votes. They go to the House and die, and I'm not being disparaging to my House colleagues. This is
yes, I am being.
Yeah, you are,
I'm
dude.
Being disparaging to my House colleagues, but we did our right. shit, bitches.
Because
and
those,
you ain't done nothing.
Yeah, those are the people calling him Lindsey Grahamnesty, right?
Well, right, right, right. The yeah, assholes yeah. in the House, and right. the, yeah.
Comprehensive bills out of the Senate.
You're Gohmertz. You're Steve King.
That guy, Jordan, what's his face?
Jim Jordan of O'Hare.
Dickhead.
Mr. President, not to do it comprehensively. I think that's a smart decision, but a hard decision. We passed three comprehensive bills out of the Senate with over 65 votes. They go to the House and die, and I'm not being disparaging to my House colleagues. This is tough politics if you're a Republican House member turning on the radio. To my Democratic friends, thanks for coming. The Resist Movement hates this guy. They don't want him to be successful at all. You turn on Fox News and I can hear the drumbeat coming. Right-wing radio and TV talk show hosts are going to beat the crap out of us because it's going to be amnesty all over again.
He's right. Right.
Well, Lindsey, dude, when right-wing nut jobs are beating the crap out of you, doesn't that mean you're doing something right?
Well, the problem is there's a few of those right-wing nut jobs sitting around the table with
you. Turn on Fox.
I forget who that one guy was. It was
they
like,
don't want him to be successful.
Shut up, Lindsey. I forget that one guy who was who said no deal without
right.
getting rid of chain migration.
Lindsey just tosses Mai Tai at you.
I talk when I want to.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm Lindsey Grahamnesty.
No one puts Lindsey in a corner.
Yeah. You turn on Fox News and I can hear the drumbeat coming. Right-wing radio and TV talk show hosts are going to beat the crap out of us because it's going to be amnesty all over again. I don't know if the Republican and Democratic Party can define love, but I think what we can do is do what the American people want us to do. 62% of the Trump voters support a pathway to citizenship for the DACA kids if you have strong borders. You have created an opportunity here, Mr. President, and you need to close the deal.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, thank you, Lindsey.
Is it true Lindsey Graham was considered for Jennifer Gray's part in Dirty Dancing? I have a question.
I don't even need the nose job.
I've been told I got Jennifer Gray's nose.
I've been told I have a lovely nose.
You imagine Jerry Orbach has to play Lindsey Graham's dad in some fucking show. He was in Dirty Dancing, right?
Maybe, sure.
Yeah, he was. Hey, here's what I don't understand. Why are they, this is a stupid question, why are they tying border security and the wall to DACA?
Well, that's what they're doing. That's why Dianne Feinstein was like, you know, why don't we just do DACA? We all agree. 80% of the public, 62% of Trump voters think there should be a path to citizenship, like Lindsey just said. Well, let's do it. Let's right now. Everybody would. Let's go down to this to our cubby holes in the Senate and the House. Write that shit up, and it'll be done in a day.
Because the wall doesn't have shit to do with.
Oh no!
But these people are here.
Well,
they live here.
Yeah, but they're brown.
You might as well tie the wall to some other fucking law or something.
So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, you know, Steve Bannon's gone, but one of the main pillars of the whole Breitbartian support of Trump is that he is going to throw every brown person the fuck out of this country, hopefully.
Well, he said that. He plainly said that when he ran for fucking office. He said the first thing he's going to do is deport a shit ton of people.
And here's, I'm over at Breitbart selling my computer in the name of journalism.
My PC has syphilis.
I've got something for that.
I'll suck that right out.
I was in the Navy.
Oh, boy.
The headline is DACA amnesty update. See, they think it's amnesty. These people who were brought as children by definition, and they can't have any criminal activity. They can't, they have to, if they be enrolled in education or something or have a job. There's all these criteria to get into DACA. It's not like these are MS-13ers. That's how they try to portray them.
And they and these people just fucking believe it.
Oh, sure.
God, that's so fucking
frustrating. Take my job!
These people live here! It's insane.
Amnesty.
It's stupid.
So the headline says, Donald Trump calls for DACA amnesty, bill of love, and wall funding. You need the wall, he says.
Why? Citations, evidence.
Let me scroll down now and really put on the hip boots and go down into the swamp of comments down at Breitbart.
Fuck you.
The most upvoted comment is all caps. Build the wall. No DACA. Build the wall. No amnesty. Build the wall.
Oh, okay.
That's the most upvoted.
Great. Oh.
The next under that, build it tall, deport them all, MAGA.
Oh, my God. We're so stupid.
Here's another one. Mr. President, we love you, but you're playing with... Well, let me do this. Mr. President, we love you, but you're playing with fire on this issue. You better step very carefully because what you demand from Congress will determine whether your base supports you like a hero or turns on you like an enemy. Your enemy! Enemy!
Hey, Alex Jones fans, you voted on a guy that said he was going to get Mexico to pay for a wall. Mexico said, we're not paying for a fucking wall. That's bananas. And Trump said, oh, yes, they are. And you believe Donald Trump. It's you're loony.
This guy says,
it's not going to be a wall.
Mr. President, we love you. Oh, I said that. Let me remind you of what you've demanded in exchange for the 690,000 DACA illegal aliens remain without citizenship. End of family chain migration. End of the visa lottery. Fully funded border wall. Tightening of asylum laws. And a 50% permanent reduction in legal immigration.
Oh, my God.
Legal immigration. Anything less than this and you will end your political career miserably. That's how that part of his base thinks.
God. And you know what? They probably go to church.
Oh, yeah.
They're into the whole Christian thing.
They think they're real Christian.
What do you think Jesus would do? Be like, okay, everybody, back to El Salvador. Oh, yeah. I don't care if it sucks. I don't care if it's dangerous. Goodbye. I don't care if you have a life here. See you later. And then Jesus would also be like, oh, you know what would be great? We need a big fucking wall.
Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The comments are really fucking
heinous, right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
God, these people are sick and gross. There's no
Breitbart readers elected him. That just bothers me. Somehow Breitbart readers got the guy they wanted. It is just that is so depressing.
Well, yeah, and to just I don't know, be that empathy free. I don't get it.
It's got to speak, you know, that has to come from a place of extreme like ignorance. You know, they have to be bigoted racist people that are just.
But then they're Christians, which is supposed to be the biggest empathizery type people on the planet.
Well, maybe they have a shit understanding of their fucking religion. I mean, that might be it. I don't know.
Or they have a perfect example. They have a perfect understanding of their religion.
But they don't give a shit.
Oh, my.
None of those are great options.
This one. And now all the BS in attacking Bannon when Bannon knows the base and Trump is surrounded by commie whores, especially Javanka. That's Jared and Ivanka. That's
right,
that's their Brangelina name.
Right. They're commie whores. I didn't know.
Whom we did not vote for. I'm patient, but not with amnesty in any way, shape, or form. All caps. Do not reward criminals. They're not criminals. They were brought here as kids. You fucking jizz stain of
God.
A human being.
Listen to this guy. I'm patient with all the other bullshit, with the Russia stuff, with your all your other horrible bullshit corrupt policies. The one thing I'm not patient with is I need these brown people out of the country. That's insane.
If Trump gives amnesty, he's done. Betraying his base will only help the leftists impeach him.
Oh, fuck off. You know what? You know what? It's the leftists aren't the reason Donald Trump is going to get impeached. Donald Trump is going to get impeached because he colluded with Russia. Or maybe he obstructed justice. Or maybe he did something nefarious with some money laundering with some fucking Russians. None of that shit has anything to do with fucking leftists, you moron.
Listen to this comment. Has Trump decided he can get away with stabbing deplorables in the back on the back of his fake outrage over Bannon's indiscretions? I've always had the suspicion, given his coterie.
Oh, shit.
Look at that big word.
Somebody copy and pasted something.
Given his coterie of liberal advisors that Trump is the swamp. I've always had the suspicion that Trump is the swamp.
Wow.
Wow, what a fucking genius.
Jeez, somebody give that guy a fucking trophy.
He's increasingly confirming that suspicion. At the end of his first year, the only strong conservative left in his inner circle is...
Yes.
Stephen Miller.
Oh, shit.
They love them, Stephen God. Miller. The little Stephen Nazi Miller golem? Is the sad little needle dick that hates anything brown.
Yeah.
And wants to deport legal immigrants he would love to get rid of.
And that little stunt he pulled on CNN, that little whatever the fuck that was. I mean, he came off like a fucking fascist. You know, don't question his authority. Damn. That's our job. That is our job as Americans to question the authority of our fucking president. He's not our dictator.
I'm just skimming some of these comments. Anyway, do yourself a favor and head over to the comments at Breitbart. They're always, I mean, you're going to be depressed about the state of your fellow human.
You know, you could say we have all kinds of problems with our government and how it runs and all this other shit. It comes down to this racism.
Much of it, sure.
I mean, it's insidious. Yeah. A fear of what you aren't or something, or what is not white.
The fear that somebody else is getting what should be yours.
Yeah, it doesn't work like
Which
that.
Which doesn't make sense.
When other people get freedoms, it doesn't encroach on your freedoms, dickheads. If you could just understand that, maybe this, you know, it wouldn't be so shitty.
Speaking of
racist
dickbaggery.
Ooh, perfect.
We could wait till Friday for this, but from his Pass the Salt Live webcast.
God, Coach fucking Dave.
This morning.
Ugh.
Coach Dave, who's really, really gone completely batshit.
Absolutely, and I just want to, you know, when we first started playing this Coach Dave dickhead on our show, he generally focused on abortion.
Which is his oeuvre.
Yes.
That's his thing. He hangs out outside in Ohio. He hangs out outside an abortion clinic and harasses poor beleaguered women seeking health care.
But he's really branched out. I mean, you know, he says bad things about gay people. He's racist.
Oh, Obama. He's hardcore, like, Trump conspiracy theorist. Like,
oh really?
Deep state is against Trump. They're trying to kill him. They're gonna throw us Christians in jail when they take over.
Oh,
if Hillary
sure.
would have won, we'd all be in jail.
Right.
He's not happy at all about the Golden Globes.
Why? Oh, is he mad about this Me Too shit?
Coach Dave, the epitome of white butthurtitude, white insane Christian butthurtitude. Here's Coach Dave.
Lord, where do you want me to go here? Okay, I'll go there.
He's talking to his invisible friend in the sky who's communicating with him.
Oh, is he praying?
He said, Lord, where do you want me to go here? Oh, okay, I'll go there.
God's like, you know, Dave, if you could say some sexist shit about the women that spoke out against sexual harassment at the Golden Globes, that'd be great.
Insult the homos.
Yeah.
where do you want me to go here? Okay, I'll go there. I've said this before on the show, and I'm going to dive right back into it. We better wake up and understand that the attack in America is on the white Anglo-Saxon male.
Literal white male butthurtitude.
I mean, the white, what did he say? The
white Anglo-Saxon male.
He's so stupid.
The attack
is on the white Anglo-Saxon male.
They don't want us to be in charge and subjugating everyone anymore. God damn it.
Right. I mean, didn't you hear any of these stories, dickhead, with the Me Too movement, all these women talking about being harassed, sexually assaulted?
Yeah. Imagine. Secretly liked it. They asked for it. They shouldn't have wore those boob shirts.
Imagine you're an actor. You go to fucking acting school. You show up in L.A. A job. Right.
I don't have to imagine that.
All of a sudden, Harvey Weinstein's like, listen, I want you to come to an audition. But first, I'm going to ejaculate into a plant. Then you need to watch me shower.
Oh, well, I would have
run
out in horror. I don't know what I would have done in a case like that.
Well,
that's what's wrong with the situation. Yeah. I don't mean to make light of it, but that's what we do. But right. had something like that happen where inexplicably somebody wanted to pork me in order to get a role, or for me to give me a role, I don't know what I would have done.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's like that is, and also you think about things that actually happen, but then if you're a woman, you go into an audition, maybe something doesn't always happen, but maybe your auditor or maybe somebody involved in the audition hits on you, you know. There's always that feeling where if you don't reciprocate the attention you're getting, am I not going to be
considered? You might not get called into that casting office
again. That is a perpetual fucking thing, especially in Los Angeles.
Here's Coach Dan. The Lord apparently told him to go after the Golden Globes and Oprah.
America is on the white Anglo-Saxon male.
Oh.
Do you hear what I just said? You're not allowed to say that, of course. Not allowed to say it. I don't know how many of you watched the Golden Globes, whatever they call those things, the other night. It was
hilarious. Jeez.
It's the Golden Globes, whatever they call those things, the other night. It was the most absolute, unbelievable frontal assault on white Christian maleness that I have ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. A frontal
assault. A frontal assault on white Christian maleness.
It wasn't a back assault. It wasn't from the rear. The frontal. Jeez.
On white Christian maleness that I have ever seen. Now, they couched it behind sexual abuse.
My God, he's air quoting.
Right.
Sexual abuse.
That is so fucked up, you dickhead.
They couched it behind sexual abuse.
God, Coach Dave, you just don't have any empathy. Do you have a daughter? Does he have a wife or grandkids?
But he probably spent
like that?
Half of a month's worth of past assaults on Weinstein.
Oh, absolutely.
I have no doubt. And Wiener. I have a Wiener story.
Oh, God.
Too. Not mine. Anthony Wiener.
Right. Oh, okay.
Behind sexual abuse. And the world's richest woman stood up there and cried how she was discriminated against.
I don't necessarily think that she's the world's richest woman, by the way. Oprah's up there, but isn't there that mining person down in Australia? She inherited a mining empire and she's like a gazillionaire.
You know, I have some disgusting friends on Facebook
and the queen,
that say like these women that came out that wore black, that spoke up against predators and stuff, that they are practicing victimhood.
Oh, brother.
I mean, what do you want? Don't you think this should be changed? Do you think a guy that, like Harvey Weinstein, that runs Hollywood should make you think if you go into an audition, if you don't watch him shower, if you don't suck his dick, you're not going to get a fucking part?
So they should shut the fuck up.
Right. Yeah. That's insane.
What's the alternative? How do they show their solidarity? How do they stand up to the system and let everyone know, no, we're not going to take this bullshit anymore?
Well, and also, too, I thought they did it. They did the thing where they said, well, you know, sure, this goes on in Hollywood, but it goes on in all jobs. And you know what? We're establishing a legal fund, right? I think that's who the fuck would be against that?
Coach,
it doesn't make any
sense. You're going after my white testicles.
Listen,
you're emasculating me.
I think it's nice when these award shows take on social issues like this, because otherwise it's just one percenters giving other one percenters statuettes.
Oh, hand jobs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. At least you're doing something.
Abuse, and they count the world's richest woman.
She's not.
Stood up there and cried how she was discriminated against. The world's richest woman.
How stupid are these people that they think that you can't be discriminated against? And what bigger whiny piss baby out there is Mr. Successful himself, the president?
Oh my God, he's the most put upon rich white male ever.
How is he discriminated against and attacked? And it's such a hard time.
I mean, every fucking press conference Sarah Huckabee Sanders has, she makes a point to inform us that our president is not treated fairly in the press.
Right.
He is put upon. He's a victim. I mean, what? Okay, so what? What if Oprah is the richest person on the globe? What's wrong with her using her position to bring attention to something really serious that could help other people? Maybe she was abused on her way up. She wasn't always the richest woman on the fucking planet.
Maybe she overcame the abuse and the discrimination and the bullshit, and despite that became a woman of power.
And isn't it nice that she wants to help other women coming up avoid what the fuck she went through? What do you want from her, Coach Dave?
This is the same thing with the taking a knee. Look at those million-dollar athletes. How are they being discriminated against? They're ungrateful. That'll probably be the next word out of Coach Dave's maw, is how ungrateful is... We allow that black woman to get rich.
Well, you know, these dick bags. This is what a lot of these dick bags think. They're like, you know what? If I could have gone up to Harvey Weinstein's room and watched him shower, I would have taken that big part.
Yeah.
That's their idiot. That is so stupid and so ignorant.
Right.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
How she was discriminated against. The world's richest woman.
She's not.
And all the women dressed in black. And then you had these sissy men that came up and did self-flagellation afterwards. Oh yeah, we're just awful. And all the way we've treated women. Whack, 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 whack. And then...
He's motioning.
He sounds like Burgess.
Like he's whipping himself in the back. Yeah.
Whack, 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 whack. And then...
Because apparently, I guess, saying it's not appropriate for men to... sexually harass women.
Right.
Is being a little sissy boy, pussy boy.
You can't support the movement. You can't support the Me Too movement without emasculating yourself.
You're a sissy and flagellating yourself.
Yeah. And then the media, you tell me this is not orchestrated. Oprah gets up there and gives that talk. And then now they want Oprah to be president of the United States. Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Because
Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
A self-professed pussy grabber, a guy that confessed to sexual assault to a reporter on tape, is our president.
Yeah.
So why the fuck can't we have Oprah Winfrey as president?
Not. I mean, you know. He's incredulous. Like he can't handle it.
He couldn't make money off a fucking casino, Donald Trump. He's president.
Mm-hmm. He made money. He went bankrupt. He got out of it or something like that. Screwed other people out of money.
Oprah Winfrey. Now remember, Hollywood wants to give her. Right? They want to give us her. Right? The God haters want to give us her. Okay.
The God haters.
God, Jesus, this guy is. Take the marbles out of your mouth, dickhead. You're doing a show. A show, please.
Okay. They say she's the most popular, whatever they say. Okay, listen closely. Go ahead, Jared. Watch her eyes.
Red and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die.
Hang on a minute. Hey,
what?
Oprah, how? How are they going to die? You're just going to let them die?
She says the same thing we talk about, that there are older people out there who have just lived and bred and marinated in racism, and you're never going to change them, and all we have to do is wait for them to die. Well, that's what she's saying. The snowflakes are grabbing onto this quote and saying, she wants to kill everybody, all the whites. She wants to kill all the white people.
But like, dickheads, if you think about it like this, if there are people too old and set in their ways that happen to be sexist and racist and homophobic, well, when they eventually die,
Fox viewers all the time.
Yeah, I mean, there will be less racist people.
Right.
When a racist person dies, there's less racist people right. on the fucking planet. Yes. This is logic. She's not saying she wants to kill anybody.
She's not saying we need to accelerate it. She's saying right. we just need to wait for them to die.
Yeah, I mean...
And listen to Coach Dave. How are they going to die? How are they going to die?
Oh, my God.
Going to die. You're just going to let them die of old age, Oprah, if you get to be president of the United States? You related in any way? You got any spirit anyway similar to Adolf Hitler and what he did over there? Is this just kind of reverse Nazism, Oprah?
Reverse Nazism? Yeah. Reverse Nazism?
You never heard of that? The reverse Nazi.
Then he's the Nazi.
Right. The reverse Nazi is a figure skating.
But he's calling himself a Nazi.
Right. Right. Oh, my God. Reverse Nazism. So he would be. Is he the Nazi?
Yeah, he's the Nazi. Him and his people are the Nazi in this. You didn't think this one out, Dave.
Right. Well.
And see, folks, we're getting all kinds of signals like this, and we just ain't taking them. We're not taking them.
There you go.
He ain't taking them.
Coach Dave, Right Wing Watch.
What a lunatic.
So, yeah, Oprah's apparently like Hitler. Get ready to kill all the whiteies.
I mean, what is so crazy? I just don't understand the right. They can't. Listen, you guys aren't allowed to bitch about Oprah running for president.
God, they're such little
just
babies.
Aren't.
It's just amazing that a group of toddler men is out there in places of power.
You know, if you're going to compare Trump to Oprah, Trump hosted, what was that show? Apprentice.
Right.
A fucking reality show, a game show about people doing weird, was it tasks or like weird little fucking challenges.
Right, challenges.
So they could eventually
set
work.
Up a lemonade right. stand.
And Ivanka was even on the show. She was a judge at times.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they. So that would have pissed me off big time.
Right. I mean, at least
wait
Oprah.
A minute. I have to be judged by this idiot Trump, and then I have to. I'm being judged by his crotch spawn, his worthless parasitic crotch spawn.
But Oprah, she had a talk show where she interviewed people. I mean, if you want to talk about like, you know, I think she's better suited. You know, and also the other thing about Oprah that's different than Trump. She's not a racist, and she's not a fascist, and I don't think she wants to send a bunch of people to El Salvador. And I'd rather have somebody like Kamala Harris president, sure, but I mean, you know, there's no reason we can't consider Oprah for president. My God, we have Trump, you dickheads.
Exactly, and that's why...
Does Oprah like to grab pussies?
That's why Coach... Well, that's why...
Without consent.
Which is fine, yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's why Coach Dave saying, Oprah? Oprah?
Yeah, Coach Dave, how many people are going to come forward and say Oprah raped them? How many people?
Yeah.
You know.
Coach Dave Dopenmeyer and his pass the salt.
What a loser.
We've got possibly a story of a guest that may have finally stayed a little too long.
Oh, shit.
5 years.
Okay.
Julian Assange.
Oh, damn.
The poobah of the WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks. apparently, it sounds like the Ecuadorians are just fucking sick of him.
What's he doing? Is he being a dickhead?
Ecuador is now seeking, quote, a third country or personality to mediate a final settlement with Britain to resolve the future of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The foreign minister, Maria Fernanda Espinosa.
Hey, wee, baby.
Of Ecuador.
Right.
She said the country is, quote, considering and exploring the possibility of mediation to end the, quote, untenable.
Oh, fuck.
5-year impasse. In other words, we can't do this anymore. Julian, make him go away.
Julian, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, which you can hear on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com, also, please go to Amazon through our portal and we can get paid a little bit. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Julian, if you are the guest at this fucking Ecuadorian embassy, I don't know what you're doing to piss people off, but just don't do it, you dickhead.
Well, it's been there 5 years.
God, you got to sit there quietly and not be a dickhead, or you could end up in jail, right?
He moved into the embassy in London in 2012 to avoid arrest.
He's been there since 2012, man.
Over now dropped Swedish rape charges.
Yes.
He remains over fears he will be extradited to the United States, put on trial for WikiLeaks publishing leaked secret U.S. military documents and doppelments and diplomatic cables in 2010.
You know, the way you say that's like funny Swedish rape. It sounds like, I don't know, sounds like a type of rape. Don't Swedish rape me. anyway,
she said no solution will be achieved. This is Foreign Minister Maria Fernanda Espinosa. No solution will be achieved without international cooperation and the cooperation of the United Kingdom, which has also shown interest in seeking a way out. I don't know why the British people aren't losing their minds. They spend like millions of pounds a year on 24/7 surveillance of the Ecuadorian embassy because of this asshole.
Then why don't they just let him go? Why don't they let him the fuck go then? Who cares? Why don't they send him Jack Bauer to get him out of the fucking embassy?
Because America still has a hard-on for him. Sort of.
Right.
I think Trump is torn because WikiLeaks helped him.
Is Julian Assange still dating Pam Anderson?
I haven't heard otherwise.
I mean, God, listen, Julian, I got to tell you, sounds like you got a great setup. I don't know why you're being a dickhead at this Ecuadorian embassy. You're hanging out. I imagine you got books to read. They probably feed you well. And then every now and then Pamela Anderson comes over, you know, whatever. That doesn't sound like a halfway horrible life to me.
You can't leave that building, though. I mean,
so what? I'm hooking up with the star of Baywatch. I don't give a fuck. I got Netflix.
The star of 80s Baywatch.
So what? You're getting on Facebook. You can put them in a relationship with Pamela Anderson. Oh shit.
So there you go. I guess they're looking into how do we resolve this and let him go away.
Refuse to leave. That's what I say, Julian.
But Trump can't. I mean, there's no way Trump could be like, you know, we're not going to prosecute.
Yeah.
Julian Assange anymore. There's no way he could do it.
Yeah.
When I think in the past he's called him a traitor.
Yeah. Well, he could do
it. But then he decided he liked him.
But he couldn't do it because it would seem hypocritical, right?
Right.
Well, that. I don't think that matters. I think his base, anyway, that's not going to bother them. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will just say...
Well, no, they're busy being pissed off about amnesty right now.
Right, right. Sarah Huckabee will say...
Certain parts of his base.
Sure. They'll just say the shaft. They'll just say something stupid. She'll say something shitty and it'll go away. Right.
She's a Republican.
Right, absolutely. Is it a mastodon?
It's very inappropriate.
Yes.
Prepare. Well, okay, let me do this story. It's funny. The Elliot Spitzer.
Oh my God.
You may recall him.
Yes. Barely.
Elliot Spitzer,
was a DA for New York.
Yeah. He was run out for some shenaniganry, right?
Yeah. He spent $3,000 or something on a hooker. What was her name? She got famous. What was her name? Elliot Spitzer's.
I don't remember.
All right. Doesn't matter.
A man named, this happened in Manhattan.
Yes.
Jamie Antolini.
Oh, hey. Oui, oui, baby. Fuck you.
Said he was with business partners.
Yes.
At the Avra Madison Estiatorio.
Oh, shit.
I'm
good
assuming
job.
It's a restaurant.
Right.
Last Tuesday when he saw... The Elliot Spitzer.
Okay.
Who walked past his table and apparently overheard the group praising philanthropist and Home Depot founder Ken Langone.
Right.
Who is...
That guy's a right-wing nut job, right?
Yeah, and Spitzer's, like, mortal enemy.
Oh, okay.
Antolini, according to the Daily News, said that Langone would be the best president ever. Spitzer, he says, turned around and lashed out at him.
Oh, shit.
Saying, quote, I'm going to fucking stab you with a fucking knife in the cock.
Spitzer said that. Jeez.
Antolini says the argument lasted about 20 minutes before Spitzer was finally escorted out of the restaurant. It's a Greek restaurant.
Right.
He says, I didn't see Spitzer carrying a knife, and he won't file a police report. The guy's got issues, real problems. He said,
How are you like, I'm going to stab you in the dick. Why would that be the first? With a fork? Was he going to do it with a fork? I mean, they're at a restaurant, or did he have a knife on him?
He said, I'm going to fucking stab you with a fucking knife. Fucking stab you with a fucking knife in the cock.
That's funny. I mean, you know.
A spokesperson for Spitzer said he was at the restaurant to celebrate his mother's 90th birthday and blamed Antolini
right.
for the outbursts. They said there's an argument that was started and provoked by a patron there.
Right.
The patron persisted making aggressive remarks, which Mr. Spitzer initially ignored. An argument ensued. No time did he make any threats.
Right. So, you know, and then he said he was going to stab somebody in the cock. Jeez.
Yes.
Them's fighting words. It's so specific.
It says this is not the first time he's been accused of threatening others. The former governor was accused of threatening and attacking Svetlana Zakharova.
Oh, wee. Hold on a second. Was Elliot Spitzer governor?
Was he governor?
I thought he was the
like attorney general
of New York
or something like that.
And he was famous for going after mobsters and shit like that. So it was kind of a big deal when he got busted for prostitution. Because he was like a huge hypocrite.
He was the 54th governor of New York.
Damn. God, I suck. I didn't think that one.
Svetlana, he attacked a 27-year-old Russian escort.
Yes.
In her Plaza hotel room.
Right.
After she told him she was returning back home. I don't know what that means.
Jeez.
She was eventually charged with blackmailing him for nearly $40,000 after threatening to tell his family about their relationship.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jeez.
Spitzer left office in 2008 after his career was tarnished by a prostitution scandal.
Right. I mean, Roy Moore ran for Senate. God, I mean, what was more? I guess what's worse, Roy Moore or Spitzer? Who was worse? It's Roy Moore. I mean, Roy Moore is banned from a mall. Spitzer's not banned from a mall for, you know, looking at young girls.
Right.
I mean, I imagine Spitzer could go to a football game and you wouldn't have to have a special, you know.
I mean, he went to hookers, right? That was his deal.
Right. So. Roy Moore had to have a special detail of cops protecting the cheerleaders from him at high school football games.
I'm going to fucking stab you with a fucking knife in the cock.
In the cock. Is that his go-to threat? You know what I mean? Like when people fuck with him.
I'm going to stab you in the cock.
Is that his catchphrase?
It would get my attention.
I'm going to stab you in the cock. Laugh track.
Sound of gong.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. It's lovely. It's already dark out. God, I hate winter.
That's so fucked up. You know, if the earth was flat, we wouldn't experience this at all, right?
Oh, they've got a reason. They've got an explanation for that.
What is it? Like,
don't ask me. They've got some scientific, alleged bullshit. Scientific reason that they they say that the sun goes up and down.
Right.
This one, I apologize. Prepare your ear holes. Stuff some tampons in there. They're about to bleed.
Kate, give me a couple of those tampons if you're not using them.
But, you remember on Sunday, Stephen Miller slithered out
Ooh,
of his
you.
Hole.
Oh, God.
And was on the CNN, and Jake Tapper famously cut him off and threw him off his show and said, man. Yeah, you're not going to waste any more of my viewers' time.
Oh, dude.
No.
He fucking schooled that Nazi asshole.
Not if you look at right-wing media.
Really?
And Trump. Well, Trump tweeted out how Jake Tapper got his ass handed to him.
How do you figure?
Because that's how they argue.
Yeah, I don't see it like that. Jake Tapper said, okay, enough out of you. He put his hand up and won. And then they had to escort Stephen Miller out of the fucking building. Security did.
And, you know, that's how Hannity rolls. That's how Dildo Riley rolled.
Oh, yes.
When they're starting to lose an argument, they just start, no, you don't get to know. They just yell over you, and then they declare themselves the winner no matter what you've said.
Right.
And then their viewers go, ha-ha, that libtard got schooled.
Yeah, because, you know, they're the worst people on the fucking planet sometimes.
The garbage people.
Oh, yes.
I yell louder.
Shut up, fascist.
You're stupid. here on, I apologize, for playing the clip.
Yes.
Fucker Carlson.
Oh my God. He is
last night.
Loathsome.
Well, listen to this duo.
Garbage.
Stephen Miller on Tucker Carlson.
What are they scissoring?
Whining and pissing and moaning about how he was treated by the evil libtard.
Oh, God.
Jake Tapper.
They just sucking each other off. Gross.
Because, you know, Tucker fucking Carlson is the epitome of journalistic integrity.
Lick my wounds.
Sad little boy. Arguably, I mean, it's a brilliant move. Bring on possibly one of the few people more unlikable on the planet than yourself.
Yeah, they found somebody.
Get me Stephen Miller.
Wow.
Here is a little bit of Tucker Carlson, Stephen Miller, if you can understand what they're saying with each other's cocks in their mouths as they're 69ing all over the place.
Oh, gosh.
Playing naked twister with olive oil.
If I see that, find a grapefruit spoon. And just take out my eyeballs and set them on fire.
So here's Tucker Carlson giving a balls deep head to Stephen Miller. in any moment now.
Balls as the internet... deep head. That should be our hashtag.
Is that a band? Oh.
Well, good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. White House senior policy advisor Stephen Miller is on the set tonight. He was at Camp David over the weekend as the president and several top congressional Republicans hashed out their priorities on immigration and welfare reform. Miller then appeared on CNN yesterday to discuss all of this, but the conversation quickly went off the rails over Michael Wolff's new book. CNN pulled the plug on the interview.
The reason why I want to talk about the president's experiences, what I've seen with him traveling to meet dozens of foreign leaders, with his incredible work.
Okay, you know what
I mean? Notice his editing, by the way. Yeah. Stephen Miller had repeated the same bullshit Trump-licking propaganda over and over and over to the answer of every question.
Right, right.
Now they cut to him at one point saying it and finally getting cut off.
Yeah.
And it's, look at the evil libtard who won't let the sane person talk.
I mean, he was stonewalling the whole fucking interview.
The president's experiences, what I've seen with him traveling to meet dozens of foreign leaders, with his incredible work.
Okay, you're not answering the questions. No, I understand.
You have 24 hours a day of anti-Trump material. You're not going to give.
Which is not true. You have 24 hours a day. No. You have 24 hours a day of anti-Trump material. You're going to give me 3 minutes to lick his hole.
And you know, some of the anti-Trump material, I don't even know how you call it anti-Trump because
it's his tweets.
You're playing or reading what he said.
Right.
You're saying his words.
24 hours a day of anti-Trump material.
I mean, if anti-Trump material is considered reading the tweets and words and ramblings of Schittler, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's, It doesn't make any sense.
Hours a day of anti-Trump material. You're not going to give 3 minutes for the American people to hear the real experience of Donald Trump.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious. No, you're being a factotum in order to please him, okay? And I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time.
He's got that weird twitchy thing really going on now.
Oh, really?
Stephen Miller does.
Yeah.
I hope he's not ill.
Right. Oh, yeah. Stay healthy, dickhead.
You're being a factotum in order to please him, okay? And I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time.
You know who I care about?
As Republicans, lawmakers call for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to resign.
Well, that got pretty intense, and it continued during the commercial break. We know that because someone at CNN leaked a transcript of Miller's post-interview remarks. They were apparently on tape. It was all done in an effort to embarrass him, apparently. Stephen Miller joins us tonight.
All done in an effort to embarrass him because his sheer presence doesn't do that enough.
I mean, did they read the transcript? Because I think we read it on the show, and it doesn't make him look good.
I don't know.
It makes him look stupid.
A whiny little piss baby screaming and yelling. But to these people, that's all they got.
Yeah.
To the Tucker Carlsons, your Sean Hannitys of the world, that's all they got.
No. I mean, basically, we have a president who says and tweets a lot of crazy shit. And then when they send a toady out to do these shows, basically the journalist is going to say, hey, Trump said X, Y, and Z. Why would he say that?
Why don't you talk about the Dow Jones? Why don't you talk about the 401ks? Why don't you talk about all the unicorns that are running around filleting everyone and licking their crotches till orgasm?
You just compared your dick to the nuclear launch button and you tweeted it to Kim Jong-un. You can't expect people about it.
Thanks to that, now the Koreans are talking.
Right. We're just too dumb to see the grand scheme of things.
Oh, yeah,
right?
It's brilliant.
We don't see the plan. Okay,
yeah,
I get it.
Playing 3D chess 18 moves ahead.
Oh, right.
We're all dumb.
It's all done in an effort to embarrass him, apparently. Stephen Miller joins us tonight. Stephen Miller, thanks a lot for coming on.
Hey, thank you for having
me. So CNN called around to news organizations today and said that you were escorted off the set by security. Presumably you were not a physical threat. You were not armed. My question is, they felt you were a threat. Do you think if you had...
They thought you were a threat. No, you wouldn't leave.
Yeah, dude. They didn't... Believe it or not, Stephen Miller, a lot of people don't want you hanging around all day.
Well, and that's... Yeah, and that doesn't mean that they think someone's a threat. You just don't need to be there anymore. Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye. We got a show to do. You don't need to be standing here opining.
Your shitty Nazi presence makes it impossible for Jake Tapper to do his fucking job. That's it. Nobody was threatened by you.
Apparently, they thought you were some kind of a ninja some conservative ninja is going to spring into action.
Not a ninja.
Snap their necks like Jack Bauer.
You're just a fucking chatty Nazi, which is a tough thing to contend with if you're working. That's all.
God, the way these people talk to each other. Just live in their strange,
hate-filled
little bubble.
And they talk about liberals being snowflakes and playing the victim card.
That's all. This
is the ultimate
shit. That's all this is. Yeah, oh, Jake Tapper threw me off.
We're just saying what you say. That's all.
My question is, they thought you were a threat. Do you think if you had been, I don't know, a member of MS-13 here illegally, CNN would have had security pull you off the set?
Well, I assume if I was a member of MS-13 here illegally, they would be clamoring to get me into the voting booth.
Oh, Steve just slammed those libtards.
Right.
He schooled them.
Right, yes, because all MS-13 people are voting illegally. They're voting over and over and over. Right, Stephen? And how many millions of people voted illegally in California?
And CNN.
According to Trump?
I saw CNN trucks personally escorting them across the border.
Oh, yes.
Because CNN is trying to bring them in to help vote, apparently.
3 million illegal voters in this last election, but no evidence. 3 million people voted illegally in California. Not one shred of evidence. Okay.
Other than Trump said so.
Oh, that's right.
That's their evidence.
That's all you need.
I read somewhere.
And then he started a commission based off that.
Yeah.
If I was a member of MS-13 here illegally, they would be clamoring to get me into the voting booth. But I think that like many things CNN says, this story has the most important virtue of all CNN stories of being not true.
Well, here's what we know is true, and here's
an amusing story,
what was striking to me about the whole thing. So there was a video apparently taken without your knowledge of you on the set after the segment ended during the commercial break, and someone apparently from CNN, I don't know who else would have access to it, leaked that to other news organizations. What do you make of that?
Where is that?
Oh, I want to see
God
that.
God damn it.
Please. And also, you mean Stephen Miller was on the set of a television show and someone filmed him?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Is that so scandalous?
Well, and frequently tape just runs now because it's digital. So they just let the cameras go. They don't necessarily shut them off. You're always on camera.
And also, too, if you were making a fool of yourself and acting like a total dickhead, someone might film you.
Look at Lawrence O'Donnell. They don't shut off the cameras when they're in commercial.
That's right. They don't. He's yelling at people.
So if they're in commercial, the cameras are still going. So there's footage there.
And you're in a television studio. To me, like, you should expect that you're being filmed. I don't know why that's not. That's crazy. Someone was filming you in a television studio. What do you want them to do? It would be odd if someone was giving you open heart surgery.
Damn it. I want that
they
fucking.
They were filming you.
I want that video because all we've seen is the, all we've seen, I'm just looking, it's just, I don't see the video anywhere, but it does say that there's a transcript of the video. So somewhere,
I mean, Tucker Carlson could be reporting on a story that he read from WND. You know, it could
well,
be,
I find that likely.
It could be bullshit, yes.
I think there's a few more seconds of this.
Great.
I apologize.
Who else would have access to it? Leaked that to other news organizations. What do you make of that?
Well, it's just another example of CNN's very low journalistic standards. But I was glad to have people hear what I said on camera and off camera, which that CNN has been extraordinarily biased, extraordinarily unfair to the president, and is not giving their information, their viewers, honest information.
Yet Fox is.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Why not?
Like what? Challenge? Well, it's not going to happen on Fucker Carlson, but
citations.
Yeah, what? Like what example? What exactly has CNN? And they may come up with those two stories they've had in the past few months,
right?
That they got wrong, and they immediately retracted.
Yes.
And in one case, they fired the journalists, which many think was an overreaction.
But they do that in Fox when they get something wrong, don't they?
Oh yeah. You saw with the that Seth Rich bullshit.
Oh my God!
That they buried their we got this wrong story in the middle of some segment somewhere,
right.
And Hannity never backed off.
They had to tell him to back off, didn't they?
Well, they just said that the reporting is not what we've reported or whatever.
Yeah,
because you've got the actual journalists, of which there are few and far between over at Fox, who are saying, you know, this is what happened and there's no evidence of this or whatever. And then you've got him at night, Hannity, saying, Seth Rich, she killed him. She killed him. Hillary killed him.
It's like, you know, it must be tough to work at Fox News because, your reporting is slanted and it's biased toward the right side, right? But you can't really commit to it. You can't go full Alex Jones because you... For some reason, they want the facade of seeming like a normal news organization.
I guess.
I think that's a tough...
Fair and balanced.
I think that's a tough fence to be on, you know? I mean, you know, the MSNBC... Yeah, sure. I mean, a lot of their commentators are liberal. And you could say they're progressives over there. But they aren't lying.
Right.
Based off like PolitiFact and shit like that.
And not leaving news off the air.
Yeah.
Blatantly leaving news off the air.
I mean, was it PolitiFact or what website rates the truthiness?
Snopes, PolitiFact.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, doesn't Fox generally do a lot
always
worse than
worse,
MSNBC?
Yes. So? Universally. The lowest on fact checking.
You know, I mean, I know I'm a liberal and I'm biased, but whatever.
Right.
Rachel Maddow's better than Hannity. Fuck off.
And on the rare occasions she gets it wrong, she'll say, hey, we got this wrong. We, you know.
She admits it.
Right. On the rare occasions.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, they found, she was one of the ones that had an example of the fake news that was being shipped to them by some right-wing nut jobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
that were, remember, it was something against Schumer, something like that. Right. It was sexual allegations against Schumer.
And they checked it out and it turned out to be bullshit.
And it turned out to be fake, but they were trying to, the right wingers were trying to catch them.
Right.
In putting out fake news. They're trying to, gotcha.
God.
Supplying them with fake news. Then when they do their due diligence and find out that this is bogus.
Yes.
They don't know who did it. They don't. Right. They can't trace it back. But you know it was right wingers.
Right. You're fake news.
You're fake news. Bat shittery.
Right. Fuckery, man.
Fuckery aplenty.
Yeah. Good job, guys, for voting for Trump. Nice work.
So apologies for
God,
the super group of Stephen Miller and Fucker Carlson together.
Right. Well, I mean, when you have a horrible person, you have a horrible racist, lunatic, authoritarian get elected. You're going to have, I mean, the people that work for him are going to be horrible, right?
Stephen Miller is the only real conservative left.
Oh, my God.
Breitbart trending over at the Twitter. Yes. Because
how are you guys going to get Bannon, by maybe, without Bannon? I mean, right? I mean, doesn't his racist Nazi ways bring something to Breitbart that you guys need? Who's going to fill his big Nazi shoes?
Dianne Feinstein, we mentioned a little bit earlier, is a double hero because she brought up, why not just have a clean DACA?
Right. What about that?
But she also gave a big finger.
Ooh.
To, as he may enjoy it, Lindsey Graham.
Take a breath, Lindsey.
And Chuck fucking Grassley. That piece of shit from Iowa.
I'm gonna get finger blasted by Dianne Feinstein.
Corrupt old fucking Skeksis.
Did she finger blast Grassley too? Double finger blasting.
Who knows if he'd notice?
Oh yeah.
That feels
funny.
He's busy being up Trump's ass.
Oh yes.
So they had this. The Judiciary Committee had behind closed doors testimony from the Fusion GPS guy.
Oh, okay.
Guys.
Right.
Those are the ones who run the firm that Christopher Steele worked for when he created what they call the dossier.
Yes.
There's footage out there of Grassley even at a town hall not that long ago, a few months ago. And one of the people at the town hall was like, you know, are we going to see this transcript of this Fusion GPS? Because the guy has said, I want it released.
Right.
I've got nothing to hide.
Yeah, yeah.
And Grassley was like, well, I don't see any reason why I'd block that. I don't see any reason. Of course we'll do that. Well, great. Grassley, of course, says, well, no, I don't think we should release that. It'll compromise our future investigation.
Oh, that's what he's worried about.
Some bullshit like that. And then
somebody got to him.
And then the first thing that comes out of the Judiciary Committee in regards to the Russia investigations is a letter from him and Lindsey saying, we want you to look into this Christopher Steele guy criminally. And, you know, people kind of freaked out. It's really nothing. It's nothing. The people from the FBI have said, we get letters from crackpots, basically,
right,
all day, every day, saying, you need to investigate this, you need to investigate that. We look at it, and if there's a there, we'll look. Otherwise, we're not going to do anything.
But this is legit.
It means nothing.
Right.
That they send a letter to the FBI and to the justice demanding a criminal investigation into Christopher Steele. It's political.
It's theater.
Drama. Kabuki.
Right.
And but heinous. It's them trying to put flash grenades against the Trump-Russia investigation.
But the dossier seems legit, though, right?
Well, sure. And the obviously, it wouldn't help their cause to release this transcript, which is why they were trying to sit their fat, saggy old white asses on it.
Yes.
And so Dianne Feinstein was like, well, fuck it, I'm going to release it.
Yeah, fuck you.
And she did.
That's awesome.
Dianne Feinstein's office released a transcript of Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson giving testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee. The committee had questioned him in August about Russian interference in the election. The dossier compiled by Fusion GPS with the help of former British spy Christopher Steele.
Right. Well, I love that name. Very Tom Clancy.
The dossier alleges collusion between the Donald Trump campaign and the Russian government.
Dossier.
Feinstein released a statement, said, after speaking with majority and minority committee staff for 10 hours, Glenn Simpson requested the transcript of his interview be released publicly. The American people deserve the opportunity to see what he said and judge for themselves.
Right.
The innuendo, Italian suppositories.
Yes.
And misinformation.
Ouch.
Circulating about the transcript are part of a deeply troubling effort to undermine the investigation into potential collusion
right.
and obstruction of justice. The only way to set the record straight is to make the transcript public. So she basically said Grassley and fucking Lindsay are part of a deeply troubling effort to yeah. undermine the investigation.
And if Grassley and Lindsay really think there's nothing to this Russia investigation, that Donald Trump's being railroaded, then they should want us to read the transcript of this hearing that poo-poos
right,
the validity of
there.
The dossier.
Exactly.
But there's obviously something there.
Feinstein said the Democrats supported releasing the transcript in a statement. Fusion GPS commended Feinstein for her courage in releasing the document.
Release.
Saying the transcript of Glenn Simpson's lengthy responses to the Senate Judiciary Committee's questioning speaks for itself. In that testimony, he stands by what they found in
right.
the dossier.
Yeah.
And
I mean, and if it weren't true, if it was bullshit, why would they continue to stand by it? I mean, aren't they under tremendous pressure? Wouldn't it be easier right. to say that it's bullshit for them?
It's 300 pages of testimony that people are reading through today. You can go, it's out there, it's on the internet, you can
it's
download the PDF.
It's 300 pages of testimony? Why would you not want people to see that? That's what our legislators are doing. That should be our right to see that shit.
And already one of the bombshells is that at least one person, according to this guy's testimony, has been killed as a result of the dossier.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that.
He told the committee in August that he could not describe what steps his firm and the dossier's author had taken to verify credibility of their sources.
Yes.
The attorneys explained that Simpson was reluctant to reveal much about the sources and methods. It's a voluntary interview, and in addition, he wants to be very careful to protect his sources. Somebody's already been killed as a result of the publication of this dossier,
Oh my God.
No harm should come to anybody related to this honest work. I think they probably mean Russia, right? Wasn't there somebody that disappeared in Russia that may have been...
Right. Connected with this?
Yeah.
Damn. Somebody died for this.
That the Russians figured out who some of Steele's sources might be, and they went bye.
Wow. That's fucked up.
I'm sure as tonight progresses and tomorrow that we'll learn more about this, but it's not going well for...
The transcript hasn't been out long, right? And so people right. are still reading it.
Palmer Report tweeted, today, Trump's day so far. Trump Russia included murder. Fusion GPS and Steele are vindicated. Dianne Feinstein slam dunks him. Graham and Grassley plot backfires. Trump caves in on DACA. Steve Bannon fired from Breitbart. Trump has no clue what a clean bill means. And it's only 5 p.m.
Bam! That's a rough fucking day. That is a rough fucking day.
Congratulations to the president on a great fucking day. I'm so busy. My executive time.
Yeah, good
I'm
job,
taking
dickhead.
Some of my executive time.
I forgot about that.
We got
to
go.
Some executive time.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
If you're listening live, brand new K-Voice right afterwards. Otherwise, download it on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Also, a new Hollywood Hick forthcoming pretty soon. As soon as some technical difficulties are overcome. We're back tomorrow, everybody. Have a great evening.
Your fake news.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.